from listening to Distorted View for a while, you probably know that our nation is made up primarily of borderline retards.
I am the President of the United States, my neighbor, my nephew!
I'm tired of you urinating all over the country. This country is going straight to hell.
Salute the vagina!
Suck my left nut, U.S. government.
I mean, that's your corrupt government.
Stand beside me and die through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam.
Freely roam. They spread their filth around this land. Every pervert calls it home. So I'll gladly stand up with a picket sign and proclaim God's word today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt about this land. God hates the USA.
That's how it is to be a nation of crack whore, drug addict, brain-damaged prostitutes. That's basically what we are. We're just a totally drugged out, cigarette burns all over us, mindlessly gibbering, watching Saturday morning cartoons, laying in a flea bag hotel with stains all over the carpet. We're just covered with slime. We just watch the TV gibbering and drooling. We don't have any front teeth. And the Federal Reserve just comes in with a nightstick if we ever argue and just beats us in the head. That's who we are. That really is who we are. We're a drugged out prostitute who weighs about 90 pounds with cigarette burns all over with clumps of hair falling out. A crack whore right on the end, right on the edge. Be dead soon. Be taken out and thrown in a river. Nobody in the world will care. Because after all, we were that crack whore. We were that arrogant, evil country. Sucked dry, totally imploded. And I'm sorry to use analogies like that, but that's what we are. A toothless crack whore with crust all over our eyes. We were once beautiful 18-year-old woman who ran away from home, ran away from the church, ran away from goodness. We were going to live on the streets. We were going to make it big in Hollywood. And now we're a crack whore with our hair falling out.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. Coming up on the program today, squishy gaping assholes, plus gimped up pedophiles, Yoko Ono crushes another performance, and racist tweets or dumb black cunt. It's a fun new game we're going to play today on The Distorted View Show.
I need my inhaler!
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Ball seed in the white bitch.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Shut the fuck up!
I bashed his brains against the goddamn radiator!
All right, Tim Enton with you back one more time as we end the week with the Thursday show because of tomorrow's holiday. For those of you not living in the United States, July 4th is kind of a big deal here. This is the day we made it official. We said, hey, England, we're putting this in writing. Screw off! Thus forming the most kick-ass country in the world. We're number one, America! We're number one, America! Monster trucks, guns, Bibles, birth control, the Confederacy, abortions, we got it all here. It's been a bumpy road. And in true American fashion, how do we celebrate, really, the birth of our nation? By blowing shit up. Gonna go see some fireworks, gonna go see some explosions in the skies, whatever. All right, so that's why we're not going to be doing a show tomorrow. I do have a great one for you today, though. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some racist tweets that have garnered a lot of attention from one Anthony Cumia of the Opie and Anthony Show. Now, listeners of the program will probably remember my Twitter feud with Anthony Cumia, and I'm not going to hold that against him when presenting the facts of his most recent altercation. Actually, I don't know. I may have only talked about it on the Sideshow exclusive program, but back when Alice from the Brady Bunch died, I posted a very tasteless picture of the Brady Bunch opening. You know, they're all in that grid, like the tic-tac-toe grid. And I X'd out Mr. Brady and above that, Alice. And I wrote, "I'll take Florence Henderson for the win." I thought that was particularly vicious and funny. And so did a lot of you. It made its way to the top of the subreddit too soon. Lots of views. I think last count was like 25,000 or 35,000 views. And someone said, "Hey, you fucking stole that from Anthony, Opie and Anthony." And he, sure enough, I went to, you know, Anthony's Twitter sheet and noticed he made a similar joke. The difference being, I posted mine 2 hours before he posted his. So then this asshole on Reddit contacted Anthony Cumia and said, "Hey, some hack is copying your stuff." And then Anthony, then the floodgates were open because Anthony posted something on Twitter about me being a hack and copying off of him. And then I said, "Hey, dumb shit, look at the fucking timestamp. Mine was posted 2 hours before yours." And he wouldn't accept that. He's like, "No, I know I posted it at 4 p.m. And I said, "No, look at the timestamp." And so eventually, my Twitter account was just bombarded with people coming to the defense of poor Anthony Cumia, millionaire from the Opie and Anthony show. They really believe that I took his idea. But then they actually looked at the timestamp and corrected Anthony. And then no word from Anthony after that. After people started tweeting at him, "Hey, this guy has a point. He posted it before you, you dipshit." And it pissed me off because, you know, he caused this huge uproar. People pissed off at me. The least he could have done was say, "Oh, you're right. I'm sorry." And even I said, "Look, I don't think he copied off of me. We just had the same idea." He had it 2 hours later, but whatever. He's a little slow. But, you know, sometimes people have the same general idea when it comes to jokes. Doesn't mean anyone's a hack. I didn't call him a hack. I even tweeted something about that. Nothing. Didn't get anything back from Anthony. Like, "Oh, sorry." Nothing. He's an asshole, but whatever. So he was out taking pictures in New York City the other night. And look, you know, it's kind of a dick move to be taking pictures of people who don't want their pictures taken. It's one thing if you're trying to get the side of a building, there are people walking by, you can't really help it. But to make the person the focal point of the picture is a dick move. And you're going to get people who are upset. And that's exactly what happened. He took a picture. He said he wanted to take a picture of scaffolding, right? But the picture was pretty much of just a black woman. And the black woman is pissed off. According to Anthony, the woman confronted him and punched him. He, in turn, called her a cunt. Don't get me wrong. She's acting like a cunt here, right? I mean, just to like, I don't know. I only know his side of the story, right? So he takes a picture. She freaks out and punches him. She doesn't say like, "Hey, I don't want my picture taken. Can you please delete that?" No. It goes from zero to cunt in the matter of a snapshot. So here are some of the tweets Anthony wrote. "So I'm taking pics in NYC and a black girl who was in frame punched me in the face. I called her a fucking cunt because that's what she was." I should say in that tweet, he doesn't actually spell out cunt. Okay. "Then she punched me 5 more times. She's lucky I was a white legal gun owner or she'd be dead. Then 5 blacks started giving me shit." It's all about the blacks. "I told them to back the fuck off. This wasn't their show. The cunt then punched me again." This time he spells out cunt. "The cunt then punched me again. Seems white boys don't hit back. Lucky savage." All right. Now, Anthony is trying to say, after all of this, that this is not a racist tirade. However, all of his tweets include comments about race and then use words like savages and stuff like that. Some other tweets: "Wish a cop was around, although she said she'd tell them I sexually harassed her. Lying cunt. I hope she gets shot." These are kind of funny. "I hope she gets shot in her ass, fuckface. And then another kind of cryptic tweet here. They aren't people. Where have we heard that before? That's a Glenn Millerism right there. I'm fucking livid. If I was an illegal savage, I'd have... So right there. In case you thought he was using the term savage like, you know, an animal can be like a savage or ravenous or something. No. He's basically said, if I was an illegal savage... Right there. He's kind of making it savage equal person, some type of person. If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her. He has no filter whatsoever. I hope you saved up some of your Sirius XM money. All right, where are we at here? It's a jungle out in our cities after midnight. Violent savages own the streets. They all came to defend this pig. I had to yell at I had to yell like at dogs. Next up, savage, violent animal fucks prey on white people. Easy targets. This cunt has no clue how lucky she was. She belted me 10 times. I had a gun. Now, Anthony does say that after she punched him in the face or wherever, she called him a white motherfucker. And I think he's using that as an excuse to go on his tirade. Calling someone a white motherfucker is a little different than calling black people savages or animals or whatever. So I don't know. I have a feeling if you're a fan of the Opie and Anthony show, you're going to be looking for some new entertainment real soon. Either that or we're going to have some new podcasting friends, because the issue here is, like, I can say whatever I want because there's no corporate entity that I have to answer to, right? They have to answer to Sirius XM. Sirius XM has to worry about their image and shit. So that could cause some issues there. Good luck with that, Anthony Cumia. But, you know, let's not forget he was the one that was punched in the face. Like, this woman is still a cunt. She should be accountable for her cuntiness. All right, so I'll keep following that story. Speaking of racists, I've got an Australian lady on the public bus being racist.
I can do that too. I can do that too. He's too lazy to jerk off. He can only get a gook. He can't even get a regular girlfriend. It's so sad. He's got to get a gook.
So apparently this guy on the bus that she's talking about is white or Australian, whatever. And he has an Asian girlfriend, or as she puts it, a gook girlfriend.
What did you talk about? Are you mad?
So she, so she's trying to imitate the Asian girl, and then also putting her fingers up to her eyes to make them slanty.
You're a fucking scum.
Holy shit!
What I talk about you? I tell you, naughty boy. You're very naughty boy. We go back China. We go back China. We take up. We have straight reasons. What's wrong with Hong Kong? Why did you come to this country? This is our country.
Fuck off. Shut the fuck up. Honestly, shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
No. I'm fine, thank you very much.
How'd you get an Aussie girlfriend? You have to get a gook. You're sad, poor pathetic
man. I'm actually married and
I'm not with her. It's really that small and you can't get an Aussie girl. You poor man. It happens to the best of you.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it does.
Wonderful.
Yeah. This is great. Oh, look at this bogan here. He's got a gook. Look at it.
This bogan has a gook. For those of you who don't know, and I had to look this up, a bogan is like a person that lives in Australia who is unsophisticated, like trash maybe. And I think we all know what gook is. Hey, I got a great clip. This was posted on our subreddit at distortedview.reddit.com. This is a video from XTube entitled, Boyfriend Fists My Noisy Hole. All right. See how this goes. Now, we've heard a lot of noisy holes here on Distorted View. This has really got to be something. We got to be ear popping. Oh. Well, it's talking. Damn. I mean, you can hear how cavernous it is. Bats are going to fly out of that thing. I like to put my mouth next to it and speak, see if there's an echo. That ass asshole gaping, making all sorts of gurgling noises, reminds me, on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, I introduced you all to throat singing. It sounds surprisingly like an ass being fisted. So, throat singing, and I've got another example here, so you guys who are not Sideshow members can hear what throat singing is all about. It's an Inuit type of... Inuit? Yeah. Type of music. Goddamn Eskimos. Take a listen.
I should just explain a little bit about the sounds. There's a... many, many different ways that you can produce this...
This is Tanya Tkwak!
...noise.
She is a an Inuit throat singer.
Some of it is on everything on exhalation. Some of it is inhaling for parts, and some of it is all inhalation. But here, I'll just give you some small examples. Like, it's a song that you give the deep part.
So this is a song she's going to sing.
On the exhalation, and then a high note on the inhalation. Like,
Fuck that ass!
When you're inhaling, you teach your throat how to make a noise. There's other noises that are exhaling for everything, and it's a little more difficult because you have to learn how to splice.
Yeah, this sounds like a very difficult form of music. I'm going to release a whole album of Inuit throat singing music.
The notes. Going from high to low in one time. So you're making a noise like high up with your normal talking voice and in your nasal cavity, and then...
Are there CDs of throat singing? I need to look that up on Spotify.
Dropping it really quickly into your epiglottis.
Okay. All right, I want to hear more throat singing, but I don't want to hear the talking. So here is Ariat and Anaxac. There we go. All right, hold on. I'm going to play this music, and then over it, I'm going to play the sounds of a gaping asshole making noises. I think it's going to sound pretty. Get a bit of a mashup going here. All right, I want you guys to keep that music fresh in your mind, because I'm going to play for you now a song from Yoko Ono. I guess she recently performed a concert. This was one of the songs she sang. I want you to tell me what sounds better. The combination of throat singing and anal gurgling, or whatever the hell's coming out of this old broad's mouth.
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
Like something stuck in her throat. She might be choking.
Jumbo!
Let's help Yoko Ono out with her song. All right, thank you very much, Yoko Ono, and you're welcome for the help. Hey, I got one more clip, and then we'll get into the news, I promise you. This might be a clip I've played before. I don't remember. We've done a lot of these To Catch a Predator clips, and unfortunately, they're not airing new episodes. It's a real shame. I think they got in trouble or something, I don't know, or some legal issues. But on one of the episodes of To Catch a Predator, there was a guy who was physically handicapped. He could barely walk. He was all gimped up. He had cerebral palsy, right? And still, he drove 5 hours to meet who he thought was a 13 or 15-year-old girl. Let's see how this all plays out. I don't remember playing this on the show, but we very well could have.
Coming at you.
Yep, I see him.
He would have a cane. He has cerebral palsy.
No, you come in.
He drove up as close as he could.
I'm just baking some cookies and doing laundry. See my laundry basket? This is what 13-year-olds do when their parents are away. Chores and stuff.
To the door so he didn't have to walk as far because he has the cane. I told him to come on inside and he finally agreed.
Make you some lemonade.
Meet Dustin McFetridge. He's 26 years old, divorced, suffers from cerebral palsy, and collects Social Security benefits. He's driven 5 hours to have sex with a girl posing as a 13-year-old.
You know, it would have been great. After Chris Hansen confronts him, and the guy knows he's going to be going to jail probably, if the decoy could have just, you know, helped out this poor son of a bitch. Gave him a handy or something, a little blowjob. This guy, he's a mess. He's had it rough.
As you'll find out, this isn't his first time chatting inappropriately with a minor.
Mm.
Our decoy, Casey, starts to feel sorry for him as she watches him struggle to get out of the car.
Can't I just fuck him?
No. It is so easy to get in these girls' pants. Just fake an illness.
But then she remembers what he'd been saying online.
Uh-oh.
When you listen to him talking, he really is no different. He still is wanting to have sex with a little girl.
Using the screen name Wrestling Dude East Tennessee, he asks the girl...
You ever notice a lot of physically disabled people love wrestling? I think that says everything you need to know about the sport.
Well, if he could be her first at sex.
What have you done with a guy?
Nothing.
Wow. So I'd be your first at everything?
Yeah.
After he tells...
You want to bust up this pussy? Why don't they talk more dirty?
...tells the decoy about his disability, he moves on to talking about anal and oral sex.
Here we go.
He asks if he can shave her private parts and later makes a rather bizarre request.
Send me a pair of your panties. Pick a pair you want me to have and wear them for 2 or 3 days straight.
For reals?
Yeah.
He also asks her if he can have a three-way with the decoy and her sister, and he repeatedly asks the girl to marry him. When they make a plan to meet, he tells her he'll bring an electric razor.
I don't think this guy is all mentally there either, because he's a pedophile. He's going after these young girls, yet his fetish is to shave their pussies. You want to go after old women who stop caring, right? Have big old bushes.
KBI Commissioner David James watches on a monitor as McFetridge comes into the house.
When you first look at him and you see him and you could say that I feel a little bit sorry for him, a little bit. And then you remember why we're here. You know, whether he has cerebral palsy or not, he still was there to molest a child.
That's pretty cool, right?
There's no excuse for molesting a child.
Well, do we have to speak in absolutes? I mean, there's got to be an instance where molesting a child is the right thing to do. For instance, just off the top of my head here, let's say there was a terrorist who had a nuclear bomb, and it was set to go off, and there's a deactivation switch, it's a button, but he hid it inside of a little girl's pussy. And the only way you can deactivate the bomb by pressing that button, but to do that, you've got to go, you know, you got to fuck the pussy or finger the pussy, finger the toddler's pussy. You would finger that toddler's pussy, wouldn't you, to save the world? You're telling me you wouldn't have sex with that child to stop the bomb from exploding? You'd fuck it right in the pussy, wouldn't you? All right. What I find interesting here is while that guy was speaking, you see the decoy actually sitting down and talking to the predator, which is something very unusual. You don't see that very often in To Catch a Predator. Usually, you know, the girl kind of welcomes the guy he's pulling into the driveway. She's hanging out of the door with her basket of laundry. She's like, I gotta go upstairs and change. I'll be right back. And then she flees, right? Come on in. Have some cookies. You know, sit down in the kitchen. Like, she doesn't want to be anywhere near the pedophile, the predator. Because if he can grab onto her, she's going to get raped. But she feels comfortable around this guy because he can't really move around.
So what's up?
Nothing.
Nothing?
My dick, bitch.
No.
Did you bring the razors?
Yeah.
So what did you want to do with them? I was kind of confused.
I'll show you later.
Can you just tell me, please? I won't come here if you don't tell me.
I thought you just wanted to be shaved down there.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's what you wanted to.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of nervous. I'd rather, like, talk about it first so I kind of know. You know what I mean?
What do you want to talk about, sweetie?
Well,
the fact you want to shave my cunt, I want to talk about that. I'm kind of not clear about that. You're into some weird shit. Let's talk about it.
Tell me what you're going to do, so I'm like kind of prepared.
It's just easier to explain it as we go along before I do it.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, what would you do first?
I don't know. I'd like to hold you.
Hold? Oh, you're from the South, where L's don't exist. Okay.
And then what?
And kiss you. That's why I was asking you to come over here.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but...
Yeah, I won't force you to do anything, sweetheart.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Dad, you ruin everything!
Well, I wasn't going to do nothing.
You weren't going to do anything?
No.
Why don't you tell me what your plan was tonight?
I didn't bring nothing with me.
You brought the razors.
I didn't do nothing bad, and I would never force nobody to do anything against their will, sir.
But you did bring some things with you tonight.
I brought a razor.
A razor. And what were you going to do with the razor?
I thought she wanted to be shaved down there.
And I would be playing up my cerebral palsy right now. Any conceivable way to squeeze out some sympathy.
And I thought she said she was 17 or something.
No. Oh, you 17, sure.
Got the transcript right here.
I believe that's her name.
Right.
He was told online she was 13 and even referred to her young age several times, wishing she was 5 years older. And as for all the explicit sex talk...
I was trying to see if I could find out if that was a cop or... So I didn't waste those.
Well, it sounds like what you're trying to see is if you could score with a 13-year-old girl.
No, sir.
I mean, have you chatted online with underage girls before?
Quite honestly, I had one time before.
A young girl?
Yeah.
She says he was chatting with a 14-year-old girl, and the girl's mother's boyfriend was a cop who found out about it and wanted to press charges.
Pedophiles never learn. Wah, wah, wah. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 2,000 shows at this point. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts. On Tuesday, we did an extended program. Yesterday, we did an exclusive show. I'm going to try to post a video cast for you this weekend. It's a great time to sign up, support the program, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Also, you can donate to Distorted View. Just go to DistortedView.com. There's a button on the top, a little navigation bar. Click on Donate. Or, of course, you can purchase lots of great Distorted View merchandise like T-shirts, coffee mugs, shot glasses, hats. All that sort of good stuff. Go to distortedview.com/store for all of that. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Two young students were approached on Monday in Waterford, Connecticut by a man. Keep in mind, I was nowhere near Waterford, Connecticut. I've been here in Ohio the whole week. All right, they were approached by a man in Waterford who told them he was a doctor. A likely story. Police said it happened at the playground of the Quaker Hill Elementary School while a Little League game was taking place. On Tuesday, parents said they were a little uneasy. I was just shocked that I hadn't heard because I live in this area and I know it just happened last night, but shocked and concerned about my kids being around, said Rose Clack, a mother. They said the man asked the children questions about the local schools. Look, you're an employee of the local school, apparently. Why are you asking kids about it? Whatever. All right, so he was asking questions about the local schools as well as to which grade they belonged to. The suspect then left the playground. Afterwards, police said he returned a short time later and told the kids he was a doctor and that there was a new type of tick out there. He said he wanted to check the children for it. It's very strange. It's very strange, Clack said. The man was described as standing about 6 feet tall and weighing approximately 200 pounds. He had dark hair and wore a dark blue sports jacket with brown pants and black shoes. The vehicle he drove was possibly a newer model white four-door Audi with a Connecticut registration. An Audi? Maybe he is a doctor. Seems like he's pretty well off. I wish children were as smart as adults. Meaning, like, if I knew then what I knew now, I would totally let him touch me wherever he wanted to. And then I'd blackmail him. I'm going to tell my mom. unless you shower me with expensive gifts, you idiot. All right, anyone with information was asked to call the Waterford Police Department. Police said that since school is out for the summer and children are spending more time outdoors, maybe a good reminder to talk to your children about not talking to strangers and to talk to your kids about ticks. All right, I talked to them about it. We took a book out at the library, said B.J. Eben. I always tell them, don't go with anyone you don't know. Better yet, if someone you don't know approaches you, you use the honk. Honk! Remember the honk?
It's called the honk.
Oh!
That was Tanya. She's from the Children's Self-Help Project up in San Francisco. Now, the honk is not a sound you make when you're playing.
Yeah, you don't fuck around with the honk, right? When you're playing, you're not allowed to use that honking noise. Honking is reserved for possible molestation.
And it's not a game. It's different. You use it when you're in danger.
It makes a different kind of sound than the kind of sound the kids usually make. Why in your throat? Grown-ups don't even pay any attention to that because we know that's how kids sound when they're playing. The self-defense yell, though.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I like that. I like that.
That's a sound that comes from taking a lot of air in all the way down into your diaphragm. And then you let it out real slowly. Listen again. It sounds like this.
Day.
Oh.
Day.
I think that noise is based on Inuit throat singing. All right, second story we have for you today. This is a short one. Doctors at a hospital in Taipei were stunned when they spotted a long, thin object inside 20-year-old student Qing Fang after an X-ray was carried out. She told doctors she had been diagnosed with depression over the fact her general practitioner had been unable to solve the problem. What was the problem? Well, apparently she said she was suffering from a 6-month-long stomach ache. And as we just learned, it turns out a pen was the culprit of all of her aching. All right, she told doctors she'd been diagnosed with depression after her doctor had been unable to solve the problem, and that in the last few weeks, the pain had become so bad she couldn't eat properly or concentrate on her studies. Medics at the Taiwanese hospital concluded the pen had been inside of her for nearly 6 months. They operated immediately. Like, you wouldn't remember swallowing a fucking pen? The doctor said that it was in her stomach for 6 months. She said 6 months ago she started feeling bad, so she just swallowed the pen by accident, then immediately started feeling horrible, started getting stomach aches. She should have put two and two together. Good Christ. All right, so where are we at here? They operated immediately to remove the pen and warned that if it had been there any longer, it could have led to a periodontitis. Oh, wait, that's wrong. Peritonitis, whatever, or even death. As to how the pen got there, the young woman said she had no memory at all of swallowing it, but agreed that it might well have been swallowed after drinking too much to celebrate doing well in an exam some 6 months previously. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. The debate on chemtrails rages on. Oh, man, we got a story from Arizona here. Arizona residents at a chemtrail hearing said crazy batshit stuff like, we're being sprayed like we're bugs, and it's really not okay. Citing a belief that the U.S. government is filling the skies over their desert community with chemicals, while referring to works of conspiracy theorist Russell Blaylock, Western Arizona residents attended a hearing on chemtrails on Wednesday to voice their concern. Sherry Zendry, a policy specialist with the Arizona State Environmental Agency, attempted to explain to the audience that her department has no jurisdiction over airplanes, which falls under the purview of the Federal Aviation Administration. The hearing, called by State Senator Kelly Ward, was billed as an opportunity for her constituents to air their concerns about chemtrails, believed by some cuckoo crazy people, to be chemical agents being sprayed into the atmosphere by aircrafts. While a few of the attendees asked questions about the range and scope of Ms. Zendry's department's abilities, most speakers took the opportunity to make statements and present research they uncovered while searching the internet, while others attempted to get Zendry to go on the record with her own personal opinion. So I've got a few quotes here. An unidentified man in camouflage pants, sounds about right, said that the 2011 House Bill, H.R. 2977, designed to inhibit the proliferation of space-based weapons, which listed chemtrails as a possible exotic weapon system, along with extraterrestrial weapons, chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. A woman who stood up explained to the other members of the audience that they don't need a fancy blood test to see if they've been affected by whatever's being sprayed down upon them by these chemtrails. Quote, "There's a simple test you can take with hydrogen peroxide and red wine in your mouth. Apparently you swish it about, and when you spit it out, you'll see all the nanoparticles collect in the bowl. Every single one of you are affected. Every single one!" Actually, I just noticed that there's a video of the whole meeting. Let's listen to some of these quotes. I think the first one is the one I just mentioned here.
Yeah, I think that all of us for a long time have known that we're being sprayed. This is not contrails. Contrails are very short. Chemtrails go along the sky. And when you see these planes go from one end of what you see to the other and back again and back again and back again, and you have sometimes as many as 10 planes doing this at one time. And, you know, we have gotten a hold of
Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that.
And Brewer's office. And
the same plane going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And the senators throughout.
I love this woman's like, I know what chemtrails are. Like, why would you? How would you know the difference? Because you read something on the internet, you crazy old bag?
The United States. And in Jan Brewer's office, finally, they said, oh, well, you need to do the FAA. We got a hold of them. Nothing. They said, there's nothing. It's contrails.
Right.
So then we go back to Jan Brewer.
Everyone says they're contrails. Okay. Next up is the quote I think I read.
This is not emissions from an airplane. That's completely disinformation. It doesn't come from engines. This comes from spray nozzles that are retrofitted on airplanes. And I want to know.
I mean, this thing goes on for 2 hours.
I hope we don't have to remind everybody the last voice is us, and we are ruled by the consent of the governed. And if we don't start getting back a little bit closer to what the people want,
yeah,
we may have to remove that consent.
Sure.
And even remove some of the public officials that represent us.
Okay. That guy's obviously a Tea Party guy, right? He's got to be. It's time for revolution. Like I said, this video just never ends. It is super, super long.
Hi, I'm John. I live in Kingman.
Hi, John.
Valley Vista there. I have a question for the senator. In your opinion, do you think we're a bunch of nuts?
Tread lightly, ma'am.
Or what is your true opinion of this whole phenomenon? I moved from Michigan.
Here we go with his whole fucking life story. Like anyone gives a shit.
About 12 years ago, and one of my neighbors out in Valley Vista was telling me about this spray and stuff, and we affectionately nicknamed him Jet Poop Bob.
Okay, all right, thank you. And finally, one last comment.
You guys don't need a blood test to determine if this is affecting you.
Oh, right.
There's
here
a simple test you can take with hydrogen peroxide and red wine in your mouth. And when you spit it out, you will see all those nanoparticles collect in the bowl. Every single one of you are affected. Every single one. You need to take equal parts of red wine and hydrogen peroxide and swish them around in your mouth.
Does it matter what type of red wine?
For as long as you can handle it. 3 minutes is...
Should you drink about, you know, 3/4 of the bottle before you start this test?
Sufficient. It tastes horrible. I did it. I tried to debunk it by putting those two chemicals together in a simple water bottle to see if any particles formed. Nothing formed. When I put it in my mouth and spit it out, there are fibers that come out. Every single one of you will test positive. Every single one of you, including your daughter. Do it to your daughter, the one that you wouldn't tell her what the chemtrails are. Have your daughter take that test. You can use grape juice. You don't have to use wine. Every single one of you are affected. And those planes that are flying over that are dropping this stuff, no wonder they're unidentified. At any given time, I can go on my phone and ask, what's above me, and it'll give me any airplane that's flying over above me, except the ones that are dumping this stuff on us. So you have to wonder, why are they keeping that secret?
Well, that's kind of interesting. All right. Now I'm a believer. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what you freaks have been up to.
Hi, this is Sideshow Fucktard, Fishhook Episiotomy.
Hello.
Also known as Oppenheimer Shit Sandwich and what other fucking aliases I call it. So here's my attempt. I'm going to do a test run with you, Tim. My attempt at doing the bait hotline. All right, ready? Here it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, my name's Randy Taylor. I'm really into sausages, especially my own. I like the bait. I like penis worship. I like to dedicate to my big fluffy pud. I like to slap my cock. Yeah, slap that cock. I like to grab my foreskin and chew on it sometimes because I bend over and chew on my foreskin.
Like beef jerky.
I like to bait my big pod, my big pud. Big pud, yeah. And I grab my fucking dirty balls. Yeah.
You can tell he's getting into it now. He was really ramping up.
Dirty balls. Oh, yeah. I love the smell of my manhood. Love to bait. Bait my big fucking penis. Love to bait my big fucking penis. Join me, buddies. Come on. Come on, fuck buddies. Come on, jerk buddies. Join me. Join me in my bait worship. My bait worship. Yeah. How's your cub? How's your pods, man? Come on, jerk with me. Let's start jerking in unison, up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah, pulling on that foreskin. Chewing on that foreskin. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to chew on it and roll it around on my tongue as I'm sitting there baiting and pulling on my balls.
This goes on for another 2 minutes.
Pull on those balls, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull. Bait. Baiting. I'm a big motherfucking baiting master. Bait. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Very good.
Edging. Oh, edging. Yeah.
Let me fast forward here because I can't play all 3 minutes of this.
Get sick now. Let's get sick with the sickness. Let's get down with the sickness. Stick our fingers down our dick hole. See what I'm doing, man? I'm sticking my pinky down my dick hole. Yeah. Trying to back away from that edge.
Very good.
All right, anyway.
That is a very good test run. I urge you all to mimic this guy. Do what he's doing. Call into the Solo Sexual Bait Line with some good Distorted View references. 760-651-2283. Hopefully when whoever the guy who runs Solo Sexual updates his voicemail thing, we'll see a bunch of them posted on the site.
Hey, Tim, this is Randy Bachman, founding member of the supergroup Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Okay.
And I'm just calling you up to commend you on your journalism, because you're the first person to figure out the true inspiration behind our super hit, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. And you're right. It was Scott Taylor. You see, me and the boys in BTO, we're really into hardcore gay pornography. One day on the BTO mobile, going to a show, we were jacking it to BTO.
Like, you know this is a legitimate call because he refers to it as BTO. And you know the members of Bachman Turner Overdrive aren't going to say Bachman Turner Overdrive. They say BTO.
The band.
Shorthand.
Pun intended. To that great disc, My Masters. And when we saw Scott Taylor's performance, we just had to write a song about it.
Is this Pan Panascore? Kind of sounds like his voice.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here.
Mm.
Hey, two quick things. First, I got my black shirt in the mail. I fucking love it. Just like the other, I got the green shirt, too.
Oh,
I got the beanies, the stickers, all that good shit. I love everything you put out.
Thank you.
Second
thing. A lot of good quality material. I don't skimp on the quality on these damn T-shirts. You should really order some. The Distorted View store, distortedview.com/store. Yes, go ahead.
Thing, I just listened to the Sextastic Tuesday with the dad who's ass-fucking his daughter.
Right.
And holy shit, was that good. A fucking gem. And new listeners that are looking for a call-in name, there were so many good ones in there, a dozen good ones, easy. Steamy Anus.
I don't remember the term steamy anus being used, but that's good. Well, if someone wants to take that name.
Silly Poo. Yeah. Just listen to it again. There is a ton. anyways, keep up the great work, Tim.
Like, he must have been, like, sticking, like, close to her ass, like, about ready to fuck it, and then he noticed that her ass was steamy, like, hot.
Hey, Tim, this is Fishhook Episiotomy. Yes, that is one of those names that I cycle through.
Hey.
I have about
6 or 7 random names.
You just called in, jerking off on the phone line for us.
I'm a longtime sideshow listener, and I'm listening to your 6/11/2014 show about the ginormous labia issue that's on that British documentary.
Yeah.
I just was going to say, I think this is pretty fucking funny if I can get through it. I used to bang this chick. I still do occasionally. We call her MILF that I like to fuck, whatever.
Big pussy on her?
Big
set of lips down there?
Yeah, I totally fucked that up. Anyway, she used to have some pretty large labia herself. She had 3 kids, and she's pretty banging hot, but one thing she did have, and she was self-conscious of it, was she had some low-hanging tanks, as you put it. And the interesting thing is like every time I would bang her, she was pretty self-conscious about that. But the funny thing is like every time I'd bang her and she would make mention of it, I couldn't help but think that I was... I couldn't help think that I was fucking an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Arby's, you know...
You couldn't get through that without laughing. Next time you fuck her, take pics and vid, please. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD-IN-THE-DOG-GOD. Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important, STD. That's the number one way the show grows. Getting all your sick little twisted friends to listen. Yes, spread the distortion. Tell your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Have a great long weekend. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
I wish you could be black for a week. You'd probably kill yourself.
What?
Yeah.
I would not, because I could tell you something. I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.